Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. I knew that was going to be a shit show. It was like half the crowd knows the chant and the other half is just here to have a nice time on a Friday afternoon, the first Doug Loves Movies ever at Skankfest. Yes, so for the uninitiated, it's basically a talk show, game show, where I'm going to bring some of your favorite skanky people out here, and we are going to talk a little bit about movies, and then we're going to play movie-related games. And did anybody bring any kind of name tag today? Okay, we got at least four, so that's perfect. You four lucky people who brought some shit that you're going to have to carry around for the rest of the festival. Although you put yours on your phone, that's super smart. Because you got to carry that around anyway, right? It's Friday, June 21st, 2019. We're in the Rock Club of Brooklyn Bazaar. That's correct, right? Very cool. This is a part of the show where I really quickly do some plugs, so just hang out as you are right now. Doug plugs. Monday night, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Tuesday, we're back at the UCB Franklin in Los Angeles. And DLM returns to Pittsburgh at the Improv on Saturday, June 29th at 2 o'clock. Yeah, even earlier than this show. But holy shit, you guys, 4:20 on a Friday afternoon. Good for you. It's great that you don't have a job, but have enough money for this. For all of my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
I'll allow it!
Very good. That was very, for everyone else in the room that wasn't chanting just now, that must have been, felt very strange. Right now, I feel like I'm a cult leader who has a small cult within a bigger cult. And it is an honor. I brought some stuff for the prize bag. I'll talk about the junk I brought with my while my guests are out here talking about stuff that they brought, because that's what we do. We all bring stuff to give away, and it's generally ranges in quality. Ranges in quality and value, of course. And also, one of my guests today is running late because for some reason he had to go get a plaster made out of his dick or a... Right? Now you're all thinking, which one needed to go do that? But yeah, it's Lewis. So I'm not sure if I was even supposed to give away that he was doing that, but, you know, that's what they told me. So, if our president could say that's what they told me, I can do it. But, so, he'll be running in whenever he gets here. He'll probably have, like, plaster running down his leg. He'll probably stick to the stage. So, I'm going to say his name like he's here, because who knows, maybe he just slipped in. Maybe he just slipped out of the plastic and into the Brooklyn Ballroom. Please give it up, everybody, for Big J Ogerson, Trey Gagnon, Mike Cannon, and Louis J. Gomez.
Lewis's charge pack is gay. Lewis's charge pack is gay. Lewis's charge pack is gay.
That is not the kind of chant we usually do on Douglas movies.
I'm sorry.
It's usually somebody's name. And
you should have seen the chat we had on here last year.
Banner. Well, Lewis, I'm sorry. I told everybody you were late, but I could have not mentioned it, and you would have just slipped right in. But I told people
story of my life at Skankfest. Am I right?
Right. I told them what you were doing. Is it correct? The rumor, what you were doing?
It's just kind of a surprise, Doug. So you might have ruined the surprise.
See, I fucked up the surprise. But why would someone tell me Lewis is running late because he's having this thing done? Why would they be so? Why couldn't they just say he's running late?
It'll be a surprise, and don't worry, some of you will suck my fake dick. And if you want to get smoked, honey, you gotta suck my fake dick.
That's the process?
That's how they extract it.
Wow. All right, well, that's gonna be fun. Let's meet them individually, starting to the gentleman directly to my right. It's Big J Ogerson.
Hell yeah. What's up, Skank First?
Never lost on Doug Loves Movies.
Undefeated.
That's what you like to tell people.
Is that wrong?
I believe you, but I was high at the time.
That's fair.
But
I believe I'm 3-0, but I was also high at the time.
But that's the other thing, is we've been friends and you've done my shows over a very long period of time, but there's been more times that you couldn't make it than that you could. So I think with only 3 wins, undefeated is a little too braggy.
Ooh. All
you
right.
You know what I mean?
How about would 4 wins make me in the running?
I'm liking that better.
Okay, all right.
I just don't want people to assume that, Jay's been on a million times, and he's never lost.
Yeah,
I just want to, you know, because statistics are so important.
Well, it's one of the things I cling on to.
And thank you for being the, what do you call yourself with regards to this event? The president?
No, a figurehead, a role model to the youth.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being that. This seems like a place where a lot of people are going to experience things that are going to change their lives.
Absolutely. It's fucking going to be a weird weekend. You are all my children now. That was from Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
All right. But real quick, though, let me hear from my side cult. Where's my side cult at? See, I got a small cult. And there's infinite CBD bags, CBD, flying around everywhere here, which is awesome. And Lewis is enjoying something on stage. And you know I have a...
It's DMT, Doug.
Oh. Well, then you just hang on to that.
You're fucking wacky.
What do you, hit some of that and go hat shopping?
I'm right. Sorry, I can't think of a Christopher Walken film. I'm breaking through.
Jay, this show is made for you.
Yeah. That's why I smile the whole time.
Yeah, let's get high and do movie trivia. Jay's very happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are we also got to say hello to? Oh, Mike Cannon is here, everybody. Unannounced, a bonus. He's a bonus figure up here. Yeah.
I'm replacing Dave.
I was like, we need to have five people on stage because of the sight lines in here. I want it so that there's some people that can't see one of us for the entire show. You can see four out of five, yeah.
Also, this is my nightmare middle seat on an airplane.
Yeah, two Puerto Ricans and Jay.
I ball up. I know my
size.
Yeah,
I'll just be over here.
It means more to me that you don't hate me that I'll sit like this the entire time.
I'm the opposite. I fight him for the elbow thing.
Oh, not me. I just assume I wasn't supposed to have that. Because I have the luxury of sitting at a window.
You got the extra little curve there to help you out.
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
How's it going, Mike?
It's great, man. This is exciting.
You had your you had the first installment of your beer pong competition here.
Fuck
at the
yeah!
Festival.
Who played that? An even smaller cult.
I'm sure
Where's
there's...
all my cannonballs out there? Cannonballs!
Colossal!
The colossal FAG, hell yeah.
That, of course, everybody, is Luis J. Gomez.
Big J is the president of Skankfest, my ass. Big J is a happy treasurer.
Lewis, if you're the president, can you not dress like a mom going making a Walmart run in the middle of the day?
I am going to be comfortable in
Skankfest. Yeah, no shit. Those are your watching TV pants.
These are my doing acid and Molly pants.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You never know when you're on those if you're going to do a dance split. You don't want to fucking ruin jeans. Kid and play, y'all. Ah, shit. My pants. My pantaloons.
Wait, where was the acid booth?
Oh, you will find it, my friend.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah. Happy to be here, Doug. This is a big deal, dude. Happy to have you here at Skankfest. The first time that we've ever had Doug Loves Movies or Doug at Skankfest, guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was meant to be, my friend.
Very happy. Very happy to be here. I like taking Trey Gallion anywhere where there's suddenly going to be people that are louder than him. Because we were just back there in the green room, and I couldn't hear Trey for once in my entire life. He wasn't. There was plenty of louder people back there. But that's Trey Gallion, everybody!
What's up, Skankfest? Right? Thank you, guys.
This
also undefeated on Doug Loves Movies. That is not true,
is not
at,
true
all,
at all,
you guys.
If undefeated means won once, then yes.
I did. I won.
You're
I won
undefeated.
Once.
I've never not been the first person out.
Well, it's not always an elimination game. Those are the special Christmas episodes where we kick people out.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to stay for the whole show today.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Unless I change my mind.
Oh.
Listen, I'm only guessing racist movies, so get ready.
Well, is it Birth of a Nation?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, Gina Davis. Is it Birth of a Nation?
That title did come up in my research for answers today.
The original cut?
Okay, but we got to figure out what people are potentially going to win today. So what do you guys bring for the prize bag? Let's start with Jay.
Well, I left my house in sort of a rush, so I brought $20. These people all have my other shit.
Yeah, do you want to, do you mind signing it?
No, not at all.
All right. I mostly did that so you, take the money 20. Out. He thinks it's a podcast. He gets to say, I brought $20 and then not bring it out.
You know what? I had a good year. I'm going to make it $40.
What?
Damn. I can't beat that. No, it's cash money.
What could possibly beat $40?
Nothing. Nothing I got.
$41.
I like this. I wish the guests would just come on and outbid each other. Really give an actual prize to the people instead of just garbage we have sitting around at home. I brought a Getting Dug with High t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
That's a pretty fancy item.
That's my mug.
And then, this was just for an audience member. This is one of those big cow patty fritter things.
Doug, you took that from the green room.
I took it from the green room.
You're like, so lucky. Whoever wins this is luckiest because of this.
Instead of eating it myself, I thought I'll just take one and give it away to a lucky audience member. Who in the front row wants this thing?
Wah, wah.
All right, here we go.
Make it a good throw.
I'm putting it
Do
in your hands,
waste
buddy.
That.
But I'm throwing it overhand and hard.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Like a
Eat
pro.
It.
That's how it's done.
Take a bite.
Throw it over your shoulder.
Fuck yeah, dude. Am I right?
Pass it on. Yeah. That's
Take
beautiful.
A bite.
Community.
Take the bite. Take the bite.
Wah, wah.
Throw it past
wah,
it.
Wah, wah.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
You're
wah.
All the next people to get married, as it turns out.
It's a Quaker-owned company.
It's a traditional ceremony.
In a wah-wah.
The fucking Quakers know their apple fritters.
Holy shit.
I would love a bite, by the way.
I don't think a bear apple claw fritter? Has ever given somebody herpes before.
It's an apple fritter, Mike. From Wawa. Respect.
I was calling it a cow patty. All right. I brought a Stroop waffle from the plane.
Those are actually pretty good.
Those are really good.
I was just in Dallas, Texas, so I brought a copy of Dallas Magazine. What do you have for us, Mike?
I have some stickers from my podcast, Irish Goodbye Podcast, available on Gas Digital, even smaller cult. One from my old one, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, Conspiracy Flat Earth Podcast, if anybody ever listened to that horse shit.
That's a bumper sticker, so that goes right in the back of your homes.
Lewis, don't offend our core.
I got one of these shirts, Irish Goodbye shirt, and one my favorite movie ever. I have Rad.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
On DVD. 1986 no. BMX bike
movie.
Wow. Bill Allen as Crew Jones, Lori Loughlin.
Send me an angel.
Yeah.
Right now.
Send
doing
me
that.
An
yeah.
angel.
Goddamn right. There is thunder.
Right now.
Oh, we are in trouble, guys.
Right now.
That was also the song in the montage in Teen Wolf 2.
Full title.
Send Me an Angel by the band Real Life.
That is accurate.
Okay.
And then I got one more thing though. I have a onesie that my wife wanted to get rid of because it's ugly.
Jesus, Lewis.
Yeah, spank bank it, dude. Spank bank it.
That might have been illegal.
I'm sorry.
That was weird. That was really.
The shirts are out, buddy. Be careful. The shirts are out.
Wow.
Oh, we're going to give one away?
Oh, you got it.
Well, thanks, Mike, for all your thoughtful items. Yeah. Can you pass them down here to me, please? Thank you so much. Lewis, what do you have?
Doug, I should go last. I always have the best prizes, and there's no way that Trey Galleon's, should,
you think?
He should no, have to fair. Follow my that's prizes. Fair. My prizes are fucking
I think
retarded.
Trey brought something pretty awesome.
It's
but
not
okay.
my festival. Yeah, so I'll go. I will gladly do my prizes first.
If you want to, I just feel bad. You're going to have to follow my amazing fucking prizes.
Yeah, no. I'm
okay, right. Let's go,
yeah,
Trey.
No, I need to feel good about myself for a minute is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah.
What do you have, Trey?
Okay, so I've got a Colt Cabana t-shirt that's too small for me. I really had no business ordering a large, so you get that. And then... I got a copy of my new album, Trey Galleon, live at Creep Records.
With eco-friendly packaging.
Yeah, I didn't want to go all balls out with it, you know? Plus, nobody's got a CD player, so it's just going to sit on their mantle at best. At best.
On their mantle?
At best.
Faberge egg, Trey Galleon CD.
Yeah, look, there's a stoner
somewhere. The ashes
somewhere.
Of a dog.
There's a stoner somewhere out there that has it on his mantle.
Fuck yeah, bro.
With one of my rolling trays, which I ran out of in Texas. They bought them all, so I brought you a Grav Labs rolling tray.
A rolling tray.
Tray, right. But this is just a rolling tray.
I love it.
I know, right?
I love it.
Oh, I left one at Gas Digital. I totally forgot. There's one sitting at Gas Digital somewhere.
We threw that away, but I love...
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
The idea.
Damn. Okay, and then this last thing, I just moved to a new apartment in Bed-Stuy Gentrify, and this thing was in my old apartment when I moved in nine years ago.
It's a black woman.
It's a big elephant thingy.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a black woman's car.
Yeah. Can neither confirm nor deny.
It's got great gas mileage.
So yeah, you get all that.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Well, that's kind of why I brought it.
Yeah. Sorry about that, winner.
That's going to be so heavy all day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I hope they're from out of town too, and have to take that through airport security.
Dude, there's no way this thing ever leaves this building.
That would be great if it just pops up everywhere for the rest of the night in weird places.
It belongs to the bazaar now.
Yes.
I wish we could blow it up or something.
Yeah, I'm down with that. What? They're pretty lax here in Greenpoint, right?
Seems like a very sturdy item. So
yeah.
We'll leave what happens to it up to the winner today. Well, you brought in a lovely Star Wars tote bag.
Oh, yeah, you get the Darth Vader tote bag, which I'm a little bummed about parting with, but, you know, whatever, man. It's cool. You can have it.
I mean, if you want to give it back, that'd be awesome. But yeah. I don't know if you're that rad, but whatever. I just love it. My cousin gave it to me before he died in a tragic X-Wing crash.
Hey, treasurer of the festival. Do you guys have like a, like a coat check, but for like a pile of garbage that you don't really want? Is there going to be somewhere?
Do we have a coat check for Harrington?
Oh, Jesus H.
All right, this is a real crossover event.
Yeah. I'm liking it.
That's the guy Lewis is fighting.
I didn't get that joke
week.
At all.
It's the guy Lewis is going to fist fight him later this week.
But he's also literally a piece of garbage.
Well, then let's put him in the prize bag.
Oh, can you all get off? Harrington works for you for an hour?
1 hour,
you
know, 1 hour slave? Yes, 100%.
1 hour slave, Mike Harrington?
Jay, I will let that be one of your prizes.
Yeah, I only gave you $40.
You get 1 hour of Harrington slavery.
I gave 10 times more the value of anything you guys gave. I'm talking street value.
I think it's true, yes. Yes, what it's worth out on the street, the money is the most valuable for sure.
You can't barter with fucking Trey Gallen statues.
I could get something for that elephant.
Are you sure?
At a pawn shop. Table?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're going to take it on fucking Antique Roadshow and hope it's fucking... I hope that thing's worth $7 billion.
Damn it, right?
Did you even take it out at an Antique Roadshow before you fucking gave it away in a prize pack?
Didn't even
in a Darth Vader bag?
It comes
did
with
you
this
even
bag?
Look?
No.
I hope the Darth Vader bag's worth $1.5 million. Limited edition, 77.
Opening weekend bag.
The actual Darth Vader mask on set was carried in that bag.
Oh, my God.
Now I wasted on a $4 million statue.
All right, Lewis, you got to top all of that. What did you bring?
Doggy, I got some dope prizes. All right, first of all.
Better than slavery?
Better than slavery.
Wow. All right. I'll listen.
There is almost nothing better than slavery.
Except. Come on, Lou, don't let me down. Except.
All right. First of all, you're going to get a limited edition. Louis J. Gomez pedophile shirt.
So fucking great.
That Ari Shaffir, my arch nemesis, printed and sold to you, the Jew.
But are you wearing the same hat right now because you want to get caught?
That's his Megan's Law. He has to wear the hat so everybody knows who he is.
So, I'm also going to give away a free Legion of Skanks tattoo at the High Roller Tattoo Shop downstairs.
That's pretty good.
I'm also going to give away an infinite CBD prize pack with a bunch of fucking amazing CBD products, water bottles, fucking bags, hundreds of dollars of prize package, fucking infinite CBD stuff. Also,
dude, you're wearing a cowboy hat and sweatpants, man.
Dude, he is pro wrestling it so hard.
I don't know
so
why that makes me
right
so
now.
Happy, but it does.
I'm loving it. Done.
No, please, of course not.
More prizes.
Yes. Also,
the funny thing is, this is him single. He's trying to get pussy.
Also,
2 hours of Mike Harrington slavery. 3 total hours in that bag.
I'm going to give you this vape pen.
That's my vape pen.
It's not yours.
I said what I said, Jay. It's my festival.
It's not your pen.
We're going to hit it a bunch during the show, but you get our lips on it as well.
Yeah, well, I want more before we're fucking chucking it.
I'm not done. Plus, I'm going to give you 2 VIP passes, all access for the next Skankfest happening next year. $450 street value, treasurer.
I can move it for more than that. Or 250 in a hand job.
All access?
All access. That means you get to have sex with the comedians.
I mean, I think sort of the easiest badge gets you in that fucking pool.
That wasn't in my rider. What happened? What just happened? I didn't get that email.
I don't like competing against Trey because he's fucking Philly dog too, man. Sixers.
I know, man.
Bums me out.
No, it's cool, man. I mean, you're probably going to win anyways.
Don't fucking try to reverse psychology me, motherfucker.
He's the only one I'm worried about.
What?
Yeah. No. I mean, you're going to play well, but I think I got you.
I swear to God,
end, man.
Lewis doesn't know anything about any movies.
Right.
He can only tell you the entire through line of Milo and Otis. But that's tearful. Outside of that, if he saw the movie yesterday, he couldn't walk you through it.
Narrated by Dudley Moore.
Yeah, it's...
The only movie, he just knows the Planet of the Apes movie because he is a primate who rose to power.
Lewis just knows the movies in the library.
Blind date again?
Okay, it's called The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
That's fair. It makes Lewis very emotional.
So you don't get any points yet.
It gets Lewis very emotional.
We go for exact titles around here. At least for now. The rest is Skankfest, I don't know. I got a question before we start the games part, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're doing on time. Probably not great, but...
we're fine.
Since Jay is in the next show, you know, he's already on stage, so... Let's just roll straight through.
Yeah, we own the shit.
Yeah. What was the last movie you saw, Jay, if you could tell us, in any format? Could
movie?
Be on a plane.
Oh, I watched Hulu. They're Into the Dark. Just really not very good horror series. I watched a movie. I watched one of those. What happened? Someone works for Hulu here? We put a lot of money into that fucking film. It was called When They Come Knocking. It wasn't good. But the main character guy had Gavin Rosdale hair. That was pretty dope.
All right, Mike, what was the... I think that's all I need to know. What was the last movie you saw, Mike?
Can I address one thing? There was a dull thud in the corner.
CBD, dude.
I mean, and people...
Puts down three people a day.
Kratom plus CBD. Bali blend, bro. I saw Aladdin.
Let me ask you this follow-up question. What was so boring about the thud?
No, well, they just go, ooh! And so I wasn't sure if somebody was genuinely hurt.
We've got a hand up. His leg fell asleep.
Also, Doug, he wasn't raising his hand. He was heiling Hitler.
He get the full story from the middle of the row, though.
It's the first
guy
you
saw it go down. You're an eyewitness.
I can't believe Horatio Sands came to watch this show.
Yeah. It's great. That's sorry you put the weight back on, man. That sucks.
It's the first guy to hail Hitler in a Death Row Records shirt.
Hey, dude, welcome to Five Guys Fuck With You. I guess you didn't know you were the you of the title.
Hey, you.
No more questions, I guess. But thank you for that info. And what was your answer, Mike?
I saw Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. You yeah. took your kid to see that?
I did not. I went alone at 3 p.m.
Find a new son.
Wait, during the day too?
During the day.
So when other kids are there.
I didn't realize that's like prime getting out of school hour.
Yeah, dude. I made that mistake before.
Why did you go alone?
Lewis was there already smelling the seats.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the previous show, the mommy daughter one.
I am indeed a pedophile.
He was dressed in his Usher costume.
Right this way, ladies.
No, it was the rapper. I had a little tiny hat on sideways.
Well, I don't want to know what the last movie you saw was, Lewis.
Last movie I saw, Doug, was Captain Marvel in Espanol on the flight. That's the only thing that worked on my JetBlue flight.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
No. Do you remember, could you tell us a line from the movie in Spanish?
No.
Captain Marvel is grande tetas.
I was going to say, she uses the power of no a lot.
Muy flato culo.
All right, I'm sorry I asked you to do that. Did you like it?
No, because I don't speak Spanish, Doug. It was a goddamn nightmare.
He's not wearing a Puerto Rican flag hat.
Whatever happened to that band, Flag Hat? Trey?
Hey.
Last movie you saw?
Movie 43, which I had never seen before.
Oh, how'd that work out? It's terrible, right?
I like the homeschool part, and now every time I walk by an ATM, I think about a sad little child inside of it. So that's kind of cool, I guess, but yeah.
Room agrees with you.
Yeah. Oh, and then there was one other funny part, but I don't remember.
Man, a lot of movie 43 heads in here.
Why is it even called that? Do you know? Or is it like that's supposed to be, it's like Maroon 5 and there's just three guys?
It was like I didn't even care enough to look up the fact that they may have been named that for some reason. That's how little I cared.
But you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fine. You know, got a couple chuckles, went to bed.
I feel like most people up here don't enjoy movies.
I think he also left something out between a couple of chuckles and went to bed.
Well, yeah, but... it was mom porn. In case you were wondering.
All right, well, that's another movie roundup here on Doug Loves Movies. Never done that before. All right. You just change when you're sitting next to a majestic elephant.
See?
Oh, leave Jay alone.
That one's gonna hurt for 7 hours. 7 hours until I feel okay about myself.
I mean, a majestic elephant is the best way to describe you.
Don't rub it.
Majestic, though. Majestic's pretty good.
If I don't call something in my career the majestic elephant, then I'm fucking...
Are there overweight elephants when you think about it? They're all just big. Okay, here we go. This is the part where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! Gentlemen, there are not many name tags to choose from because this is a festival and it's the first day and there's only so many people in my cult. But let's see them, you guys. Who brought name tags?
Yeah, there's enough.
Don't be shy. Yeah, five is perfect. One person will not get played for. But go ahead and grab or summon the person whose name tag you like the best. Just go physically get it. Get your hands on it. Take that guy's phone. And he's got a charger, too.
I want to save the last dance one.
All right, we're going to go a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Heinz Mayonnaise. Heinz Mayonnaise transforms ordinary foods into an unforgettably creamy experience. You may forget your coworkers' names, your mom's birthday, or what happened 3 seasons ago on that show everyone's talking about, but you'll never forget a delicious potato salad made with creamy Heinz Mayonnaise. Foods made with Heinz Mayonnaise won't just be the unforgettably creamy highlight of your week, they may well be the highlight of your 30s. Slather it onto a mouth-watering turkey club, incorporate it into your tuna salad, mix it into a luscious garlic aioli, layer it on a thick cheddar cheeseburger, or spread it on a BLT, and because of the unforgettable creaminess, hours later you'll be telling everyone within earshot just how good it was. We tried it at Doug Loves Movies, and I gotta tell you, I don't know who liked it more, producer Ryan or producer Matt. So leave the boring old blah mayonnaise on the shelf where it belongs and try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups, Mayo Chip, Mayo Q, Mayo Must, and Cranch. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Where the fuck
I'm just texting everyone in his phone, hey, I'm gay.
Ah, Yeah, dude, really? That's some day one shit, motherfucker.
Lewis, add on you're the only one I'm telling, and then copy-paste that.
Jay is a master of doing things with people's phones. Please. Have some fun. Just look up dad or mom. I'm sure they're
look up names.
This will be fine, right? They know how much fun you are.
He's getting worried. He's getting worried.
All right. Well, Jasmine sent a picture of her fucking with the ultrasound. The ultrasound. So I'm gonna write. Does that mean I can come inside you now?
All right, I want to verify that he wrote those exact words. Yeah, I see it.
Why would you give me your phone?
There you go.
What's all wrong right, with
I'll
you?
Keep you posted on what Jasmine thinks of that. Oh, and Barlow's wrote back LOL, gets it.
Get the photos,
but
dude.
Jaden is concerned. What? Hey, I'm gay. What? I'm just laying it out there. Dot, dot, dot. Don't make a big deal about it. Comma. Just treat me like normal. Just wanted you to know. Wanted someone to know.
Someone else just responded.
Someone else just responded? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Aleem gets it, which is rare for a fucking Muslim name. Oh, Aleem wrote back, come anytime. Hey, I'm gay. What? Laughing my ass off. Come anytime. Is Aleem gay? Yeah! We just found out Lee wants to fuck you, dude. Hell yeah. That's big. That's big. Oh, and Jaden wants you to know after that whole thing I wrote, he goes, okay, it's fine. Jaden believed it immediately. That should hurt more than anything else. It's what?
It's
a 10-year-old
brother.
Your 10-year-old brother? You better hope he doesn't get to your mom, dude. You're gonna have some explaining to do. Yeah, give him the phone back. He's gotta fix that. I've sent his family into a tizzy. Why would you hand it to me?
He wants you to, you were gonna play on his behalf. Oh my God. Hey, can I come on Legion of Skanks and do 10 minutes of movie trivia?
Yeah.
Doug, I swear to God, we will do an entire episode. One of the episodes we do at the festival literally can be an entire episode of movie trivia.
Those movies.
I swear to God, that would be great.
I would love that. But I'm also loving this. That's very funny, and it'll be fine, right?
He doesn't seem so sure. This is awesome.
Now we can call him Horatio Sands. Friends that will talk to him.
He's not running out of the room to go and talk to them.
How about this? How fucking progressive is your 10-year-old brother, dude?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's supportive
as
shit.
That was the perfect reaction. But, yeah, dude. But has there been more? Was it followed up with, I never want to speak to you again? Or?
It's nope, okay. Just
it's
don't
good.
Stare at me while I'm sleeping.
Like, we always knew.
The 10-year-old writes back, I'm moving out of our room.
That explains a lot about your sheets.
All right, well, I'm sorry that no one's playing for you and that other thing happened. But I'm sure we'll make it up to you somehow all weekend long here at Skankfest. So there's got to be something worse is going to happen to you.
Guy might win a statue.
All right, who are we playing for? What'd you guys end up picking? Who you want to start, Jay?
What's the name? I'm not sure who had this one here. It's
you know, they work their name into it.
Oh.
Or they work Legion of Skanks into it. And then Dave the Last Dance.
Are you Dave?
I am Dave.
Dave.
And then who are these two, who are these two people making out up here?
That's me and Lewis.
And I'm below you dancing like, yay! Yeah.
Well, if there's ever something to make you fucking just get
look
down under
go.
A bridge.
I would really, yeah, I would do a dance if you guys did
it
that.
It looks like we're all people who live under a bridge.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, so what's the guy's name?
Dave.
Dave, all right, you're playing for Dave. All right, what, who do you got, Mike?
Mine says Miracle. Is that your name?
His last name's Miracle.
Miracle on 34th Street, and it's a picture of Doug as Santa.
Yeah, and I don't even think a guy that's not me as Santa should be have his face on my little
girl. Honestly,
and your child bride.
Honestly, only Lewis should have his picture next to this girl.
Yeah, it's really it's not right. But there it is.
She's my niece, curious people. Just give me the hotel room.
Like he's done it before.
All right, so what do you got there, Lewis?
I don't know. He took his phone back.
Oh, well, what's his name, though?
His name is Alvin.
Calvin.
I like Alvin better.
Yeah. What was the movie parody on your phone, Calvin? Okay,
Calvin in the cupboard.
That's gay.
I think you should have gone with Calvin and Out, that movie about the guy didn't want to come out of the closet with Kevin Kline. But anyway,
I would have went Calvin and the Chipmunks 2, the Squeakquel.
Yeah. There's so many ways you could go with it, depending on what you want to tell the world. And then, so Lewis is playing on behalf of you then. So this might still work out. You're going to go home and go, could a gay guy own this? And show them the elephant. everybody will be cool.
Would a gay guy have a random $40 on him?
Wait, the winner gets, or one person gets all the prizes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. For some reason, I thought the winner got, like, whoever won, they got those prizes that they brought, and then Doug kept all the other prizes.
For the next time? He just has a fucking
don't forget
bin.
To bring me something, Lewis.
Pay your tribute to Doug Benson, Lewis. What is your tribute? A Kendama?
I should take the pass to next year's festival right now, because, you know, if I have a bad set tomorrow night, I want to be able to still come back. I want a ticket. You can't keep me out. Trey, who are you playing on behalf of?
Keith, and he's got the big Legouse Keith, which is, I mean, that was pretty, it made me chuckle. But then you're the dude, and then John Goodman's John Goodman. And for a second, I thought he got lazy and didn't Photoshop you as the dude. But no, he did. It's just a really good Photoshop job. Like, that's actually your face under there. It's kind of creepy a little.
Did you know you
spent some time with that?
Did you know you look like a young Jeff Bridges?
Doug,
that elephant's already the bane of everyone's existence.
Yeah, don't.
The elephant's trying to break out of the bag.
Yeah, dude. Look
it's learning.
Tusk.
It's feeling human emotions.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it again. All right, so that's who everybody's on stage is playing for. We're going to play a series of games now. If you know the answer in the audience, please don't yell out. I know we're having fun, getting fucked up, but it ruins the games if you tell us the answers from the audience. And, I'll say that in front of any group.
Don't be a dick.
That was the first time it got quiet enough for me to hear the green room because they're having a yelling contest back there. But things are going so great out here, we don't even notice it.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. This first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. I'm going to name the, you know how in the end credits it'll just say, you know, random shit that they give every character a name, but it's always just super random. Have you had one of those, Jay? Have you been in a movie and your name's like Guy in Church?
Yeah, even more hurtful, it was Big Professor.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry, Big Lab Assistant. And there was Small Lab. And
there was?
No, there was Lab Assistant and Big Lab
Big
Assistant.
Lab Assistant.
It hurt.
Well, that sort of thing, I'm going to list them off from one specific movie. You guys get to guess as often as you like. And whoever figures out the movie first, says the right name, wins this game.
Oh, okay.
I think you're giving the character's name.
The characters, yeah.
I might actually... Okay, yeah. I don't want to jinx nothing. Let's go.
Were you about to say you might actually be good at this?
Why'd you have to say it?
Because you're not going to be good at this. All right, this movie has a character, someone credited as Doctor. It also has Soccer Coach.
Okay.
Ladybugs.
Damn it.
Kicking and Screaming.
Both great guesses.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Not as good a guess. Because the next one really throws it in another direction. There's something, somebody in this movie they call, decided to call Chicken Boy. Right? Then, there's also a character called Boy in Bathroom.
She's all that.
I mean, it could be. I could see that being the correct answer. But
Karate Kid.
That is not right. There's no dumb answers. What'd you say?
Karate Kid.
That is correct.
Oh, what? Chicken Boy.
What? What?
And now, okay, you Big Jay explains.
I'll show my work. Chicken Boy. Sounds like Halloween. Boy in Bathroom. On Halloween, they went into the fucking... He went into the bathroom and put water on Johnny while he was rolling a joint, man.
And yeah, where was Chicken Boy and all that?
Somewhere in that party.
He sold him a joint.
Oh, you cheater.
Somewhere at that Hollywood... At that Halloween party.
The next names on the list were Yahoo number one, Yahoo number two... Lady with Dog, Referee, Jerry, Dutch, Johnny, Kreese... Oh. Daniel well, Miyagi. Karate Kid from 1984. Jay did it.
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed it until you said Miyagi.
And even though you were like, Karate Kid 3?
Oh, wait a minute. I got it. Hold on.
Good job, Jay.
Thank you.
You get to go first in this next game.
That was fucked up, man.
What? How you get?
If you could use that skill for anything, I mean, Jesus.
Chicken Boy.
Just this, I get to feel good every time I do Doug Loves Movies.
It's the only useful...
That's why you don't do it more, because you don't want to get addicted.
Yeah. What if I start needing it and not just wanting it?
Okay, so we're going to play a game I call ABCD's Nuts. And it's a spelling game. I'll give you a letter in a word, Jay, and then you name any movie that begins with that letter. And if you match the one I wrote down ahead of time, you win the game. But if you just say any movie that begins with that letter, you get to stay in. You don't get eliminated. And we're going to spell Skankfest. And there should be a theme emerging through this game, so try to pay attention for that. Trey's great at spotting the themes.
Yeah, just not good at the movies.
I was being facetious. S, of course, is the first letter in Skankfest. J, S. Any movie that begins with S.
Superbad.
Great example of an S movie. I went with a film called Straw Dogs. It's been made a couple of times. Yeah, that is correct, sir. Guy in the audience, oh, yeah? I mean, I'd show it to you, but then you'd see everything. K is the next letter to you, Mike. Any movie that begins with K?
Karate Kid.
Well, it's The Karate Kid, so that would be a T.
Get out.
But I will...
You're embarrassing.
I said that so confidently, and I don't even have a backup.
But I like to play it, Alex Trebek style. When they don't ask as a question, the first time they don't do it, he says, answer as a question, and then they straighten up for the rest of the show. So just keep that in mind.
He also did that when they told me I had cancer. He was like,
Yeah. I'll tell you if I have cancer or not. But anyway, so you're still in.
Okay.
Lewis, the next letter in Skankfest is...
A. Air Bud.
Great example. Oh, I forgot to tell you what I went with for K.
Hold on. I should be able to guess another one because I was guessing a dog movie based off of Jay's, there being a dog in the title of the first one.
Straw Dogs.
Straw Dogs. Air Bud. Another dog.
Yeah. No, that's
makes
smart.
Sense-ish.
K dog
Smart.
Movies.
I thought you were doing an air and straw yeah. thing, like it two wasn't different elements.
Thought. Oh, well, they're both... There's so many different themes.
Straw isn't an element. All right. For the K I went with, I don't even know if you've ever heard of this movie, but it's called Ken Park.
Ken Park.
Yeah. Illegal in this country for a while.
Yeah.
Was there like a penetration sex scene in that movie?
So there you
full,
go.
Full pussy eating. Real.
Yeah. No. That's the category that I jerk off to on porn a lot. Real sex acts in mainstream movies.
I'll tell you all something.
I hate all those mainstream movies where they fake pussy eating.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's happened twice in the last decade, I think.
Unjerkable.
No, I need to know that an actress really threw her dignity aside for what some idiot convinced her was artistic.
Okay, so A is your letter, and you can change it from Air Bud, because that obviously doesn't fit in with Ken Park, I don't think.
I feel like you're trying to trick me right now, Doug.
Maybe.
I feel like Air Bud might
it's
be the answer.
It's all just a big trick.
I'm going to go with Air Bud, you liar.
Oh, okay, that'd be really fun if that was the right answer. I would give you a standing ovation, but I went with A, Clockwork Orange. Yeah, begins with A. N is the next letter to you, Trey. He's rocking back and forth. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Night of the Living Dead.
That's called The Night of the Living Dead.
Damn it! I got a backup.
No, it's cool.
Word.
I'm sure there's a version that's been with no the front of it. I get confused because I keep making so many. But I think they mostly have those in front of them. But I'll let you go. This is round one. First time through.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I went with Natural Born Killers.
Dick.
Back to you, Jay. K. The second of the two Ks in Skankfest. The predominant letter in Skankfest. If you have a Skankfest kickoff party, you got four Ks. Good for you.
Kingpin?
Hit the number. What?
Kingpin?
Oh, I like that. I didn't think of that, though, and I couldn't think of another one that fits the theme I was going for, so I went with Ken Park again.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. If you'd have taken a stab at, well, I'll just say Ken Park again. You would have won.
It would have looked like a fix if I did that.
All right.
Yeah.
Mike?
I think I'm picking up on the theme, and it does certainly fit the event.
Oh, F.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, nice. I said Fahrenheit 9/11. E for... This is interesting timing that you got this one.
Okay.
Lewis.
I got it.
What is it?
I'm kidding. I haven't even thought of any movie with the letter E.
E is kind of a tough one.
It is a tough one. Wow. Yeah. I can't even think of words with the letter E right now.
Eek a Mouse, the movie.
Let's go with...
It's very suspenseful.
Why can't I think of a single movie with the letter E? Nothing? Hold on, I got it.
I don't know, but it's worth making every show for the rest of the weekend late.
Enter the Dragon.
Oh, good answer. I went with Eating Raoul.
Huh.
S.
That's what they did at Skankfest 2.
S, Trey.
Skankfest the movie?
No.
Superman.
No. It's supposed to be all movies that were controversial for one reason or another. So I went with Song of the South. And then
yeah, man.
It was controversial, you guys. And then T for the end of Skankfest. Jay, think of a controversial movie that begins with the letter T. Everyone will go crazy if you get this right. You know what? I'll even go one further. It's a T because it begins with the.
Terminator.
It was not controversial.
Did I say controversial amongst nerds?
Yeah, the timelines don't work out. Kyle Reese would have had to be born before John Connor to send. It doesn't even, there's no time. The future had to happen before the past. They just act like that's not
well,
the case.
Well, guess what? We've got Neil deGrasse Tyson here. He's going to come out and tell you why the Terminator is perfect. I went with the Human Centipede.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that means Jay gets to go first in our final game to determine our winner today. Oh, wow. We're sort of back on time, I think. I mean, this could take a while, though, so let's get into it, because we're going to play Last Man Stanton. And this is the game where we take turns naming movies. I like to play along on this one just for fun. We take turn naming movies that a particular actor or actress is in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. This is that elimination part that Lewis was referring to earlier.
No lifelines?
Oh, I'll give you a lifeline. You each get to go to the person whose name tag you chose. You get to go to them once. And if they fail you, which I do not approve of, don't do that to them. But if your lifeline fails you, you get the one extra golden opportunity to phone a celebrity. You can call any famous person you want, but the room has to agree that that person is famous.
I like it. I like that rule.
And it's really hard to get a famous person to pick up the phone, so it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's still very exciting when someone's like, I'm calling, you know, and they name somebody famous. So let's see if that happens. Since we're at Skankfest, I thought I'd turn it into Swankfest. So one of the names we'll be doing today is that of the films of Hillary Swank. I know. It's tough. It's a tough one. So we got to also throw in one that's a little easier. Raise your hand if you're an audience member who may have tweeted me about suggesting a name for this game, or if you just have a good name of an actor or actress who's been in a ton of movies. I know we learned a valuable lesson about raising our hands earlier in the show, but it's safe to do it now. Just don't give away your phone. What's that? Nobody's got a suggestion? What's happening? Okay, Matt Damon. But you have to say it like Matt Damon says his own name in what's the movie called? World Police. Yeah, World Police. I'm Matt Damon! All right. Okay, so we're doing Matt Damon and Hillary Swank, but I can't do Swanks. I'm just going to be here to be a spoiler for Damon. And, oh, that's so sad when one guy doesn't get a chant off the ground.
I mean, if ever there was a place to nail a chant, this is the place.
Yeah. Yeah, he must feel like the Wright brothers on a windy day. They still couldn't get it up. All right, so we'll start with you, Jay, and then me, and then Trey, Lewis, and Mike. Good luck to everybody. Let's see how we do.
This is Matt Damon, yeah?
Yeah, or Hillary Swank.
Oh, or.
If you want to knock out a Swank. If you want to.
Man, I'm going to win this. I'm going first?
Yeah, the guy tried the do Swank chant again. It's still not happening.
I got this. I'll do either the Bourne Identity.
Fucking do it.
Bourne Identity.
Damon. We're going Damon. All right. I will say the Bourne Supremacy.
The White Supremacy.
No, it's not. Thank God it's not your turn.
Why are you skipping?
Thank goodness it's Trey's turn.
Goodwill Hunting.
Uh-huh. Now you, Lewis.
The Bourne Ultimatum.
Oh.
Woo-hoo. I've never been more attracted to Lewis in my whole life.
Mike?
Rounders.
Mmm. Oh, that's a nice pull. That's easy to forget. You know, because Ed's just showboating that whole movie. Matt's over there being reasonable.
But he has sweet
feather tanks. And then fucking Malkovich with the new splashing the chips.
was a terrible impression. That was a terrible impression. Jay, is it you?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Dogma.
Oh. That's how you want to play, eh? Has anybody said The Martian? Trey?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. Then I had to go Martian. Oh, isn't that lovely? My name is Marvin J. Martian, and I'm a big Luis J. Gomez fan.
Luis is in a fight for his life in his head.
Yeah.
Do I go to your lifeline?
Can I name a Hillary Swank movie?
What?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah, you can do Swank.
I can still do Swank.
I'm the only one that can't do Swank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I can name a Hillary Swank movie, right?
That's the
she
one.
She was a boxer. Shh.
Yeah.
Man, we are cruising to me walking away with this.
Stop.
$1 Million Baby.
$1 Million Baby is correct.
Yes. Suck my dick, Jay.
I'm not saying
suck
we're
suck his million
that.
Dollar baby dick. All right, so it's Mike's turn.
The talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, yes. Very good. All right, no, don't say any audience guesses yet. Jay?
Can I do a swanker now myself?
Mm-hmm. Swank it.
Hey, could you just keep with the Matt Damon movies for a minute? It'd be nice if you just like leave some swank on the table.
Why are you more familiar with this swank?
I don't know.
No, because I know one more movie.
Oh, okay.
Between either of them, so I'd prefer...
Is it The Next Karate Kid?
Ooh, it's Next Karate Kid.
He said it right, Lewis.
Damn it.
I really do wish I had one less person on stage just because of the sight lines and also because I like to downsize-ing.
Oh, dirty pool.
That was mine. God damn it.
It's good.
Well played. Keith, I'm going to go to you right now.
Okay, he's going to his lifeline.
Yeah.
Keith, what have you got for him? Was he in Mallrats? I don't believe he was.
Damn.
Holy
it.
Shit. Do you want to call somebody, Trey?
I don't know anybody that famous.
Dude, if your phone just started ringing, it would be so goddamn funny. Yo, bro, it's Galen.
Somebody always calls that idea out before someone can execute it. But yeah, who do you have to call? Anybody?
I mean, nobody famous, no.
All right, well, how about your mother?
She's not going to know any Matt Damon movie. Can I call Chuck Watkins and see if he'll answer?
Sure.
Yeah?
The famous Chuck Watkins?
Yeah.
He's not going to answer.
You don't the think fish so? Dick king of San Francisco? Chuck Watkins?
The Chuck Watkins?
Oh, yeah.
You got him?
Hang on.
Oh, Charles Watkins.
He's a comic from Austin that lives
He's
in
He's also
LA
gonna
now.
Name a bunch of Matt Damon yeah. movies we've already named.
You're so. Like, yo, Chaz, Matt Damon flicks, what you got?
Nothing?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, Trey.
Well, not famous people dead your phone calls.
Thanks, Lewis. I'm going to go cry now.
Who do you...
Until I find the acid guy.
It's your turn, Lewis.
Oh, it's my turn. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
What's that other swank you've been hanging on to?
All right, so I'm trying to remember the name of it, right?
Oh,
but she was like a boy or something in it,
yep.
right?
Oh.
There
she
you
was
are.
A boy.
Oh, you're oh. right there.
Stop it. Don't help him. Do not help him.
Boys.
Tough love.
boys.
He's trying to figure out if that's even right.
That's just always his internal monologue.
Boys. I've got it.
Boys.
Wait a minute. Why is the theme of this year's Skankfest that I'm a pedophile? The fuck is going on right now?
Well, you missed one meeting, dude. I told you.
I mean, I don't know why you're chanting boys to the audience.
Boys don't cry.
That is right. We found the theme of the festival.
Pretty good.
No crying, boys.
Pretty good.
There's no crying in movie trivia. All right, so good job there, Lewis.
Great job.
We'll see you again soon. It's coming right back around. Mike?
Euro trip.
Uh-huh. Wacky Matt Damon Dude. Cameos can't be overlooked.
Had that one in the pocket.
Yeah,
that's a good one. What do you think, Jay?
Oh, Hilary Swank, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, very nice. That's deep swank.
Yeah.
For real.
Way back in the credits.
I've always loved her name because, you know, that old-timey porn magazine's called Swank. I always just love that word. So then a woman's just proudly, I'm Hilary Swank. It's like, oh, good for you.
Fucking weirdo.
That is a fucking hot name. I mean, I didn't think that until she was older. Okay, I got to do a Damon. Have we done Interstellar yet? He's not in that. Have we done... I take that one back. Oh, Stuck on You.
Nice.
He is in Interstellar.
He's in Interstellar?
Yeah.
That's confusing. He's also in The Martian? I don't think you're right. He's the what?
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy? Ooh, shh. I don't know what's happening. All right, so it's back to Lewis.
Is it? Is it at the tray?
No, man, I'm out.
You're out? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not going to be out.
Yeah, that extra 30 seconds wouldn't help
All
you
right,
anyway.
What's the one where he's fucking... it's about they spread the disease on a flight.
Yes.
I know I'm so close, doggy. Fuck it, boys.
What do you call that situation when that happens? I call it forgetfulness.
Just breathe.
No, he wasn't an outbreak. That's I'm fucking up. That's Dustin Hoffman, who I get them confused a lot.
Right.
What the fuck was it called, man? Come on, dude. All right, I'm going to go to my fucking lifeline right here in the audience because I just can't remember and I want to move the show along. Contagion. That's what I was thinking of. You should have given me a fucking different one, dude. I would have remembered that one, you idiot. Terrible teammate.
Our texts are ruining your life, you idiot. I love that he's still sitting here. Are you going to get back to them on Monday? Is that what's going on? Yeah. You're going to hang out for all of Skankfest and then call him? Mike?
The Departed.
Yeah, of course. That's a big one. That's a big one right there.
That was a big snag. He snagged that from me.
Yeah, nice. What else you got, Jay?
Jay's sweating.
Trying to think of a swanker. Well, I'm thinking, Lifeline, you got something? That someone hasn't said? Huh? You do?
He's got it down.
Throw it.
Elysium.
Sci-fi.
Elysium, nice.
Very good.
Very good. All right, I'm going to have to go with... I got to stay with Damon. I got to take another Damon away from you. So I'm going to say... What the cock was that movie called? Oh! Shit! God damn it! All right, for time, I'm gonna recuse myself. I'm gonna tap. Oh, I got it! The Informant.
Oh yeah!
That was tough to pull out.
Back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call Michael Bisping.
Wait, what?
I gotta use a famous lifeline. I'm out of movies, but.
All right, give him a call.
Let's see if he'll answer right now. He will.
And does he know Matt Damon movies?
Or Hilary Swank movies.
Yeah, there's a few good Swanks on the table.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, you could totally scoop up a Swank. Here we go. He calls him Mike Bisping on the phone, by the way. They're really tight.
Oh, wait, do I not have... I don't have service in the room.
What?
I swear to God, I don't.
Fucking Boost Mobile. I swear to God. They don't tell you in those hip-hoppy commercials.
Can
this
you hear
is
me now?
Happen.
Can you hear me now? Now you added fuck.
Oh, well, that's a really fun wrinkle. You have to go outside, call him up, and then come back. No, I'm sorry, dude.
No.
You're doing so great.
No.
Do you want?
I don't want Jay to beat me. He's out of movies.
Do you want to just call me?
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not going to work, but just pretend, yeah. Brrr. Hey, it's Doug. What do you want, Lewis?
Doug, stop being such a fucking L.A. pretentious asshole. Just fucking answer the phone like a normal human for once, okay?
All right.
I'm playing this really stupid game show.
Listen, can I just tell you really quick?
Yeah.
Dear Lewis, you're great, but I'm not going to help you. Love, Doug. P.S. I love you. Starring Hilary Swank!
Damn it.
Doug, my answer is P.S. I love you, starring Hilary Swank. Oh, I want to be Jay in this so badly. I'll be so happy if I could just be Jay.
All he's got to do...
Are you still in?
Mike is still in it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was my last one, though.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Mike.
Miracle.
What?
That's his last name.
Oh. I thought you were just begging for a miracle. You have one coming to you, and you're just like, I'm going to cash it in.
Did he check his phone?
Miracle! What does Miracle say? He says Ocean's 11.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Are you fucking...
Yeah, then guess what Jay's got to say.
Oh, shit.
And then guess what Doug's going to say?
Oh, my God. I'm
Ocean's
a 12. Fucking moron.
Ocean's 13.
Now
Lewis.
Who's it down to?
I'm an idiot.
Lewis, back to Lewis.
Fuck! There's no way he's in Ocean's 8. Impossible.
It's true. He's not in it. Unless he has a really good Awkwafina costume.
Movie magic.
What the fuck, man? Didn't she have AIDS in a movie, Hilary Swank?
She what?
The female reboot of Philadelphia.
Didn't she have AIDS in a movie?
Mm.
Or she was in a movie where one of her friends had AIDS.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. One of her friends had AIDS.
Who hasn't been?
Ooh, what was it?
One of my friends has AIDS.
It was the Queen movie, wasn't it?
But you did a great job today, Lewis.
Thank you, Doug.
You have a great festival to look forward to. Yeah. Don't be sad, little buckaroo. Mike?
What?
You got Bisbin on the phone now?
I have service.
He got service, finally.
Doug, I'm going to call...
That's the miracle.
I'm going to call Louis C.K.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. Why? I don't have any famous person in my phone. I give up. I don't have...
No, Jay?
Can't let... No, this... Wait!
Is it my game to win?
It is, yes. I mean, I could still play
Dave,
along.
Get up here. Get up here.
What happened?
I want you to take all of the things that you're going to win inside this prize pack, and me and you, we're going to buy a zoo.
Yes! Wow. Now, real quick, everybody. That's great. Yeah. No, he's amazing.
Jay.
Amazing. Amazing. That was spectacular. But I would now like you to say the correct title.
We're buying a zoo.
No!
We're
going to
buy a zoo.
No!
We bought a zoo.
Yes, we bought a zoo!
I drank a little.
Which is another way to describe this festival.
Yeah, we bought a zoo.
All right, yeah, so dude, yes, please come up and get your prizes. I'm sorry to make you go sit back down.
Four times. Undefeated.
Be really careful. You can just jump up on stage.
That's amazing.
Be real careful with that elephant.
I got
Yeah. There's that. Yeah, I'm sorry if you have a bad back.
No, I was making a joke.
All right, cool. Just joking around.
You get a tattoo.
Skankfest is not the place for joking around, sir. We want to know if people have a bad back or
you
not.
You get to stay at Lewis's apartment next Skankfest.
There you go.
Please also follow up to tell us the right. worth of the elephant.
I'm from Toronto. It's not making it home.
Hey, congratulations on getting those tickets to next year's Skankfest. It's going to be a secret Skankfest, and good luck finding out where it is.
Good luck.
You have to find it.
He goes, there is a one catch.
Trey Gallion, what do you got to plug?
My albums on all the stuff that you listen to albums on. Trey Gallion Live at Creep Records. Oh, and if you want one of my rolling trays, that go to creeprecords.com and you can buy one on there with the album. They still got some.
Thank you very much, Trey Gallion.
Yeah, thanks, Skankfest. I'll see you soon.
Luis J. Gomez, what do you got? Yeah, congratulations, dude. What do you got to plug?
Yeah, guys, you guys go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, luisjgomez.com. Grab the special. Look out for tour dates. Check out the other podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and Believe You Me. And that's that.
We're losing them.
It's funny. They just did the plus 15 in real life.
This entire audience is mentally moving on to the next show, chatting with friends about what's going to happen next. Big J. Okerson.
I didn't go.
That's why I skipped you, Mike, because I think Big J's got to bring the crowd back.
Hey, everybody.
Exciting it is when he talks.
BigJComedy.com, all my dates, touring around a whole bunch. Check out The Bonfire. Check out SDR Show, Legion of Skanks, and, of course, my special on Netflix, Degenerates.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Mike Cannon, yeah, give it to us.
Get my dates at MikeCannonComedy.com, at I Am Mike Cannon, and Irish Goodbye Podcast, also on Gas
Very
Digital.
Nice. Yeah. Part two of the beer pong contest is going to happen on Sunday right here at Skankfest. Single day tickets still available? Nope. Sorry, fuckers.
So
I'm going to be in Dayton, Cincinnati, Tucson, San Diego. Look out for me. Thank you, Skankfest. This has been so much fun. One more time for all of my guests. Trey Gallion, Luis J. Gomez, Mike Cannon, Big J. Okerson. As always, positive energy.
Heinz Mayonnaise transforms ordinary foods into an unforgettably creamy experience. So leave the boring old blah mayo on the shelf where it belongs and make your next tuna salad sandwich experience an unforgettably creamy one with Heinz Mayonnaise. Try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz Mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups. Mayo Chip, Mayo Q, Mayo Must, and Cranch. Until next time.
To watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.